Today, we'd like to study the title of Lily Widows in the 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 1 to 16. To online words people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 3, honor widows who are really widows. What is really widows in this context? Question 2, in verse 6, but she who lives in pleasure is dead while she lives. What does it mean? Last question 3, in verse 12, having condemnation because they have cast off their first faith. What does the first faith mean? Previously, Paul exhorted Timothy, the spiritual son, in the 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Timothy, the young minister, was in charge to shepherd the church in Ephesus. So, disciple Paul encouraged Timothy, be a good example to be believers. So let no one, not allow no one look down your age because you are too young. Really, widows is a synonym of widows indeed, or are truly widows. Verse 1, do not rebuke an old man, but exhort him as a father, not in public rebuke, but in private exhortation as a father with great respect. Younger men as brothers in Christ, Christian brothers of the body of Christ. Verse 2, older women as mothers of the body of Christ. Younger women as sisters with all purity. So disciple Paul emphasized with all purity, especially to younger women, to Timothy. Not with improper relationships, improper appearance, such as avoid even emotional intimacy, causing offending others. Verse 3, honor widows who are really widows. Here a question, what are really widows? So let's see in this context. But if any widow who has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home. Piety means compassion to her, love to her. Love is the fruit of the spirit. So, and to repay their parents. So parents brought up their children, their grandchildren. So now her children or her grandchildren support their parents or their grandparents. So support her simply, materially and spiritually, because this is good and acceptable before God. Therefore, if any widow who has children or grandchildren is not qualified to be really widows in this context. Verse 5, now she who is really a widow, or a widow indeed, or a true widow, and left alone with no family members, trusting God, and continues. Trusting God, you know, first priority, trust in God, faith in God, and continues in supplications, so petitions and prayers, night and day. Put her first faith and trust in God as a prayer warrior. So these women won qualified term to be nearly widows. Then, verse 6, but she who lives in pleasure is dead while she lives. What does it mean? So Bible defines the deaths two types. Number one, physical death, separation of a brain or consciousness from the body. That's called physical death. Number two, spiritual death, separation of a brain or consciousness from God. That is, therefore, verse 6 means, she who lives physically in fleshly pleasure is spiritually dead while she physically lives. Verse 7, so obviously this widow is not qualified to be a nearly widow. Verse 7, and these things command, and they may be blameless. Obey Paul's commandment inspired by God stated above. Verse 8, but if anyone does not provide for his own, so what his own means, especially for those of his household, so his own direct family members, he has denied the faith and is worse than unbelievers. So you should be a good example, support your direct family, not only physically, materially, and but spiritual too. You gave compassion, piety to your family, also the necessity to sustain your family members' physical lives. So you should provide or support necessity material, not the luxurious things, so basic necessity. Here, disciple talked about in this context. Verse 9, do not let a widow under 60 years old be taken into the number. Number meaning necessity supported by the church. So the number over nearly widows supported necessity by church. So a widow under 60 years old, which meaning the real widows should be 68 or older, so 59, not qualified. Not unless, and meaning plus, and not unless she has been the wife of one man. So a real widow should be once married widow, not like twice married the widow or triple married widow. So only one man's wife. So once married widow is qualified. Then verse 10, additional qualification required to be nearly widows supported necessity, material necessity by the church. Well reported for good works. So good report. So here is the OR. If she had brought up children, here brought up, we see the no grandchildren or no children. So brought up children, so in this context, the meaning like a Sunday school teacher or a babysitter in church, in a kind of thing, brought up children. If she had lodged strangers, so provide food, sleeping place to missionaries or so homeless people and so on. If she had washed the saints' feet, at that time they used sandals, not like today's shoes. So already Jesus showed his disciples washing their feet. Likewise, or implied, serve with the humble heart, like Jesus washing his disciples. So you serve the Christians with humble heart. Or she had lived the afflicted. So she visited on ill people, or praying for them, or comfort them, like that. Also, she had diligently followed every good work. This is a missionary phrase. So every good, every other good works for the church. And then she may be listed in the number supported necessity by the church. Verse 11, but refused the younger widows, younger than 60 age. So 59 age widow not qualified. Why? Because when they have begun to grow wanton against Christ. Wanton means recklessness, but in this context, which means lewdness, sexual desire against Christ, who is in the first priority. So not like the grow sexual desire against Christ, they desire to marry. So verse 5, we already see the real widow's trust in God. So first priority, trust and faith in God. But here, so younger widows changed the first priority, faith, trust in God, to husband, new husband, desire to marry. So therefore, having been condemned because she preached her first faith, first trust, because they have cast off their first faith. Question 3, what is the first faith mean? In first priority, trust and faith in God. Serve God as a prayer warrior in new husband rather than God. So she now has faith in new husband rather than in God. So that is cast off their first faith. And besides, in addition, they learn, they mean younger widows, learn to be idle, lazy, wandering about from house to house. And not only idle, but also gossips and busy bodies, like gadflies, troublemakers, to give a room to devils to destroy the body of Christ, not to edify, saying things which they ought not, they should not. Therefore, I desire. So here, disciple recommend the younger widow. The younger widows should marry and bear children, manage the house, give no opportunity to the adversary or to the critics or enemy or devils to speak reproachfully. For some, here, some of younger widows have already turned aside after Satan, so no longer Christian, now fell into Satan. If any believing man or woman has widows, here is believing relatives, because the verse, previous verse talking about children or grandchildren, direct family, but here extending to relatives, like a cousin, you know, some relatives here. Any believing man or woman, including relatives, just more than direct family members, has widows, let them relieve them or let them support them, and do not let the church be burdened, be charged, which meaning do not let the church support them, that it meaning the church may relieve those who are really widows. So the church only support to really widows. So question 1 is, what is really widows? So here, verse 5 is no direct family or no relatives. So the last verse 16. Also, first trust, first priority trust in God, facing God. So, and a prayer warrior, day and night, just like intercessional prayer, that is qualified to lead the widows. Plus, verse 9, the age should be 60 age or older, and once married widow, not like a divorced remarried widow, no, not qualified, once married, then good rapport in the sight of God. So that example, brought up children, you know, Sunday school teacher, you know, babysitters during service, lodge the strangers, provide a sleeping place to missionary, to strangers, or even homeless people. Also wash the saints' feet, you know, serve with the humble heart, then relieve the afflicted. So comfort the stressed women or stressed people, or provide food, you know, to ill people, you know, like that. That is any other diligent good works. Those people are qualified to be really widows, supported the necessity by the church. Then question two, in verse 6, but she who lives in pleasure is dead while she lives. What does it mean? This meaning, she, the younger widow, who lives in pleasure, in fleshly pleasure, not God's pleasure, in fleshly pleasure, is spiritually dead while she physically lives. Even if she lives physically, but spiritually dead, which means she does not, she is not interested in spiritual matter at all. So God's matter at all. So last question three in verse 12, having condemnation because they have cast off their first faith. What does the first faith mean? In this context, the first five, so first priority, trust in God, is cast off by her to marry new husbands. So that's mean. Okay, let's just sing song all together. Last song, then we conclude our Bible study.